Welcome back to ENN Radio, a weekly podcast from ELON News Network, bringing you the stories behind the headlines. I'm Mackenzie Wilkes. ELON University's next student body president is Robbie Miley. Miley won against Brandon Veal by 25 votes. According to official results from the Student Government Association, only 2,250 students voted in the election, which is about a 17% drop from last year. Miley said he is excited to work with Executive Vice President-elect Jonathan Stettler.
It's definitely going to be, a transition for sure, just because I've always been a part of the Senate. I haven't been like the person leading that. So I'm not exactly sure exactly what it's going to look like. I definitely plan on working closely with Jack Johnson and hearing what he has to say about the position and trying my best to implement my own kind of style in the position itself.
Andrew Ciampa will be Executive Treasurer after Claire Babbie dropped out of the race. The executive secretary position is vacant and will be selected by Miley. The candidate then has to be approved by the Senate. There is no deadline for this selection.
I have a few ideas in mind, but I want to work with the executive vice president and treasurer to make sure it's someone that we all feel comfortable working with. And I also plan on reaching out to several different individuals, and I got to hear back from what they plan on doing in SGA in the upcoming year. So there's a few ideas and a few people in mind, but I haven't solidified who it is going to be.
And you ran against Brandon Veal, who is the current class president of your class, your vice president. Is he one of your options?
He's definitely one of my options that I'd like to consider. Again, I'd want to talk to the executive vice president and treasurer, see what they think. I also haven't talked to Brandon directly, so I don't know exactly what his plans are, but he's definitely someone I would be willing to consider.
For the full results, visit our website, elonnewsnetwork.com. In other election news, for Alamance County Commissioner, there will be three Republicans, Bill Lashley, John Paisley Jr., and Pamela Thompson, moving on to the general election to face off against the three Democrats, Kristen Powers, Bob Byrd, and Dreema Caldwell. Of the six, only three will be elected to the board in the general election. With me here in the booth is Alex Reynolds, sports director of ENN, and I have in front of me here the spring sports edition of The Pendulum, 12 whole pages, all dedicated to sports. Reynolds, tell us about the paper.
Yeah, so this was a good one, I think. We really hit all the bases in terms of getting the ELON students everything they need to know about the spring sports teams this year. We got everything from baseball to lacrosse. Even on the back page, we have a little bit about the esports club at ELON. So we put a lot of work into it, and I feel like we covered our bases pretty well. Mm. Baseball, pun intended.
So there's this nice double truck of the CAA men's basketball tournament and the women's basketball tournament. But this weekend, you're heading up to D.C. for the tournament. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we got a nice group of three. We're heading up to the Entertainment and Sports Arena in Washington, D.C., a little homecoming for me. It should be nice. ELON kicks off in the first round. They're the seventh seed, taking on James Madison March 7th at 6:30. There's a lot of optimism for this first round. It's been, you know, a tale of highs and lows for the ELON basketball team this year. Getting that seventh spot and taking on JMU, a team that we've beaten twice this year and proven that we can beat consistently, is definitely a good spot to be in. And looking forward, if ELON was to advance in the quarterfinals, they would take on William & Mary. The opposite story, a team that they have lost to twice this year. And those were off of, in the most recent matchup against William & Mary, Marcus Sheffield and Hunter McIntosh both scored over 20 points, and the Tribe still outmatched the Phoenix. So that's definitely going to be a tough one where ELON comes in the perennial underdog, but we're excited to see what can happen this tournament.
Yeah, and so all of this coverage will be on elonnewsnetwork.com.
Yep, and sports@sportsenn on Twitter for live updates, videos, graphics, and highlights.
All right, thank you, Reynolds.
Thank you.
That's it for this week's episode of ENN Radio. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And when we're not in your feed, visit our website, elonnewsnetwork.com. and follow us on social media at Elon News Network.